At age 91, Angie Rascioli is the oldest of the clergy abuse victims in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. She and her son, Father Dominic Rascioli, say she came forward with her story for one reason.
The children that are still being
hurt.
Hurt, yeah.
She's worried about the children that are still being hurt.
Dressed in his black shirt and collar, Rascioli says reconciling his faith with the assaults a priest committed against his mother remains a constant battle.
The name Israel, which is the name God gave to his people, in Hebrew means one who wrestles with God. And right now I think I've been wrestling a long time.
Rascioli's mother is one of the more than 300 people expected to share in the $21 million settlement with the Archdiocese.
No, her quote was, "I'll probably use it for my burial expense." That's what she said. And she said, if there's anything left, I'll give it to charity. I'll help you kids out.
Under the proposed agreement, Milwaukee's settlement will be about a tenth of the size of what's been awarded in other places, according to Peter Isley. He's the Midwest director of SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests. And Isley says not enough of the money will go to actual victims.
This bankruptcy was filed, according to the Archbishop, to bring compensation and healing and resolution to victims of child sexual abuse. What it has turned into is basically a kind of feeding trough for lawyers. And I don't think anyone can look at this and say, this was successful, this did its job, when like 74% of the money is going to go to lawyers.
A court appointee will determine the amount each victim receives. Isley expects each survivor to put the money to good use.
That allows victims to go into treatment. That allows them to take care of their families. Many of them have not worked for a long time, are under mental health and psychiatric care. So that amount of money allows them to do something in their lives, which is going to help them to recover from this trauma. And it's an acknowledgement as well, which is very important. Because in our society, money is how we deliver messages, whether we like it or not.
Yet, Father Dominic Rascioli hopes people realize a settlement won't end the suffering. He still sees it in his mom.
You don't turn a page on pain. The victims stay on the same page. And life goes on, but they get stuck. And one little moment can get them stuck again.
Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.